We are continuing with Kiddush and Shul, Rabbi Yisai. Brings back such sweet memories. So we learned about the fact that although there's reason to have reservations for it, but nevertheless, the minhag is to make Kiddush and Shul. Shulchan Aruch is better not. Minhag Eretzol is not to. And now the Mishneh Berurah tells us a couple of interesting things over here. Mishneh Berurah does say, we haven't finished that. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Hay says, so if you are in a shul that does make Kiddush on Shabbos, you're in good company, because the Chofetz Chaim says in our countries the minhag is also to make Kiddush in shul. Chofetz Chaim's minhag was to, he says in our countries, I don't know if the Chofetz Chaim's shul in Radin, I don't know, but he said generally the minhag is to make Kiddush in shul. That's how the Mishneh Berurah testifies. Bilvad b'leil alef shel Pesach, first night Pesach, you don't make Kiddush in shul. Hele kash v'sa knesses. U'mehadrin ach hayayin, you dafke use wine. V'noagin liknois bedomim, it's generally bought, purchased with bedomim a mitzvah, and it's a great mitzvah to donate money towards wine in shul for Kiddush. Mishitin yayin v'sa knesses l'kiddush v'avdalta, it's a great schus to fund. It's great to fund the wine for Kiddush, which is a big Kiddush, Rabbi Yisai, because why is it Kiddush? Why is it unexpected that it's a great zechus to pay money towards it? And more than that, there's more than that.
It's just the
minhag. Yeah, it's not the right thing. It's just the minhag. There is not much reason really to do it anymore nowadays that we don't have oichim. I know you said a valid point that could be now that in some shuls there is. But people who don't make Kiddush elsewhere, so I hear that. But in terms of the Oichim, there's no Oichim. So it's interesting that nevertheless, we don't really need the Kiddush anymore, but nevertheless, it's a great zechus to fund it. One should not cancel the minhag. He comes from the Rishonim. One should not pinvatle. It's a choshva minhag. One should continue. I know that Rav Eliashiv was asked, it said in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is not to make Kiddush generally. That was a quite accepted minhag in Yerushalayim, not to make Kiddush in shul. No, it's just the minhag they don't do. So generally, if a new shul opens up in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, and I think Rabbi Eliashiv as well, that you don't start making Kiddush. If you make a new shul, don't. If that's the minhag, of course, you keep going. But if you're opening a new shul, don't make Kiddush in shul. Now, I know that it was Yekish Aminion that started off in Eretz Yisrael, and then they asked Rav Eliashiv, said it's a Yekish Aminik, and they want to continue with that minik. And then he said, well, if you come from that kind of families, and that's your tradition, then although it's a new shul, he said definitely you should keep up the minik. Definitely should keep up the minik. Yeah, and finally, Mishneh Berurah says, "Cotton vav lamoid ve'omru rishonim shezeh moil le'ayefus abirkayim." If you've got tired legs, Mishneh Berurah says, it brings in the name of rishonim. The minhag is to stand during Kiddush in shul, and that's a skula for tiredness. It's a skula for tiredness of the birkayim. Like, I don't know why it doesn't bring him a coin. Pardon? No, it doesn't. It's referring to the Kiddush in shul. Because this is, why did they do it? Why don't they? Because
they do it by day.
Yeah, because by day you need to make the Kiddush if you want to. It's a fascinating a Kiddush, the social aspect and the eating aspect.
Why
don't they do it? That's all the Kiddush. They do. I think when there is a simcha or something, they'll do a Kiddush. In shul, yeah, they won't. If there's no, yeah, because there's. It's specifically for simchas. Here also, generally, if there's a simcha, not necessarily, you're saying. Yeah. It's just for the social aspect. It's not, here, the Kiddush on Friday night is done just to have the Kiddush. It's in order to make Kiddush. To make Kiddush. And that's the Friday night aspect. And that's, there's a minhag yes, a minhag not. But on Shabbos day, there's no minhag to make. Nobody There's no minik to make kiddush. It's just to enable the facilitating neither the social aspect afterwards or the eating. There's no minik. It's not alter the minikship. It's not a minik element. No, yeah. Yeah. A good question. Yeah, but I don't think it was. But it wasn't established as a minik per se. It wasn't established. Why wouldn't they? The Oichim do it themselves. I don't know if they could read. That the Chazan does it. I don't know. Maybe they didn't trust them. I don't know, they didn't trust them. You know, we make it ourselves, we're going to be Motsu. But possibly they couldn't read. Or not even Vajd once they couldn't read. Yeah, because they want embarrassment, yeah, they want to embarrass them, so yeah, it could be. But Rabbi said it's interesting, so if you stand in shul for Kiddush, that's a skola. It's a skola for tiredness, again, tiredness. It's a good one to know. Yeah, and on Friday night, it's particularly challenging, we can hear the challenge. Yeah. Okay, we're ready for Simon Ein Reish. I saw an old Mishneh Berurah, an old Shulchan Aruch. It says Ein Reish. It says in the right order. Here it's printed more recently. It's printed Ein Reish. For obvious reasons, we don't normally write Reish Ein. It's like, you know, it's quite a bad thing to write Reish Ein. But I've seen in old prints that at times they were not makbit. They did write Reish Ein at times. Interesting. But anyway. Loima Mishnah Bamei Madlikin now is the halacha with regards to saying the Mishnah of Bamei Madlikin. Noegin Loima Perek Bamei Madlikin, the meaning is to say the Perek of Mishnais of Bamei Madlikin, Masachet Shabbos. Vasfadim Oim Mimoisoi. The Sfadim do say it, Koidim before Tfilas Arvis. So the Sfadim, they say it after Kabbalah Shabbos, before Marif, they say Bamei Madlikin. Buanochon, and that's the right time to say it. That's the correct procedure is to say Bamei Madlikin between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Na'alev, why do we say Perek Bamei Madlikin? Lefi, since Sheyesh Bedin Adloka, since there is the halacha of the actual Adloka, V'shloish Advorim Shtzoich Odom Noima B'shoich Beisoi, the halacha is relevant to lighting are there, and also the three things that must be said, Shtzoich Loima B'shoich Beisoi in his house, Erev Shabbos on Friday, M'chashecho as Shabbos comes in, is the three things that must be said before Shabbos comes in, which are Adlikusaneh. The three things. And since that Mishnah says what you need to do, so Dovo Be'itoy Ma'atoiv, it's the right time to say that Mishnah because that's when it's applicable. And hence, the minig is to say that Mishnah on Friday night. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, absolutely. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Beis. We all know indeed that in various shuls, in numerous shuls, it's not said at that point. Rather, it is said after Maariv altogether, before Leinu. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Beis. Koidim tefilas arvus. Sheba mekomoisam makdim nispal arvus. In those places, they used to daven arvus, Maariv, really early, long before Shabbos, which is equivalent to our Friday nights in the summer. Validei kriyas perek zeh, and by reading this perek mishnayis, shiko mikoidem, really, really early, long before it's Shabbos, yeida, he shall know, bamei madlikin, it's relevant, he shall know what he should light with, v'yizkor, and he shall remember, hashloish advorim, the three things, v'yazir aleihem, and he'll be careful, and he'll make sure that those three things actually happen. So it makes sense to say the Mishnah of Madlikin if it's before Shabbos, before Baruch Hu. It makes sense. Because that's when after Madlikus Aneh, the Adlochas of Adlochas Aneh, it all makes sense if it's before Shabbos. If it's Friday night, if it's before Shabbos. Val Kain, therefore, Kosma Shulchan Aruch, Vuanochan, therefore Shulchan Aruch says, makes a lot of sense to say, Pai Madlikin, before Shabbos comes in, Vuanochan, that's right. Ulachat filas arvis, and after Ma'ariv, mein afkamin, who cares? You can't, mein afkamin, it doesn't make a difference now to say anymore, you should use this light, you shouldn't use that light, you can use this candle, you can't use that. What's the point? It's long Shabbos already. Why, you could, might as well, they said on Shabbos morning, Shachris. And in those places that we say it after Tfilas Maariv, the reason is explained that he says, you know what? There's another reason as well. It doesn't make sense to say Mamim Madlikin if it's after Shabbos. But it does make sense, there's another reason as well, that if people come late, if people say it after Maariv, so if the latecomers come to shul, again the latecomers, we really care for them. So if you say Mamim Madlikin, that will give them, it will give them an extra chance to catch up. I don't know the cheshbon, I don't know what's pshat. Yeah. So we want to give an extra chance to the latecomers. So therefore, k'dei shim yachotam ispal yirishuz, ispal b'oit shim r'madlikin. V'lochein, heino im r'oi say b'shabbos chalamoit. Therefore it makes no sense to say Shabbos chalamoit. Why not? Why don't we say b'madlikin on Shabbos chalamoit? Because, lefi she'ein machin kol kach lo v'levei sakness, people don't come late on Shabbos chalamoit. Why don't they come late? Because they don't work. That's right. If you don't work, you don't come late. לפי שאינו עושים במלאכה, כוס ובח שיש להם המדליקן אחר קידש, שם עושים מדליקן אחר קידש, ויילוד יוי מעטיף מקדים ונדלי, so the שפח also holds it's better to say it after קידש. ומכנסי נאמין הגלון במדליקן קודם, אל מנה כיסו סייב במדליקן early, כוס ובפריש אותם, the near base וקידש יוי, near base ועודף, כלל בסים דרי סבא. So רבוי סבא קיצה, we're learning that the Shulchan Aruch holds the right time to say פעמי מדליקן is before מערב. Kabbalah Shabbos. Because after that, it's not relevant anymore. It's Shabbos already. However, this doesn't always, it's not always true. Because at times, if we're Mekabbalah Shabbos, if we're Mekabbalah Shabbos already, to say Mamim Madlikin then, it doesn't make sense. It's not like anymore. So you might as well say it after Maariv. And therefore, some shuls say it after Maariv. I find it a bit difficult. Are you okay with all this? We don't say Shabbos Chalamoed. We don't say because one of the reasons why we say Bamadikin is to extend the davening a little bit for the latecomers. There's no latecomers on Shabbos Chalamoed. People aren't working. It's one of one of the two reasons why we say Bamadikin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but I hear what you're asking. Mr. Ben asked that according to the other reason. Why we say Bamadikin. That we should know what the halachas to remember the halachas. That surely applies in Shabbos Chalamoed as well. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. So Shabbos Chalamoed. Yeah. I think the meaning is generally. Although I did see Poskim writing about it, I think the meaning on Shabbos Chanukah to say it. I think that's the meaning. Yeah. Yeah. So. No, he doesn't. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. That's not the Kabbalah. Yeah, I don't think Nusach Sfat does. No, you don't say Mamadikim at all. Sfatim. Well, it looked like the Sfatim Oy Moise couldn't fill us up. It looks like Shulchan Aruch refers to the Sfatim. Anybody doesn't Sfat? Anybody is Nusach? Anybody proper Sfat? Not Nusach Sfat. No, I mean Sfatim. Yeah, that's right. It is a Mizrach. Nobody's got. Anybody knows about Mamim Madlikin? No? Okay. But it looks like Shulchan Aruch that they do say. Very good. That will be very interesting. Let's check. Very good. Thank you so much. Let us check. So we'll see what it says over here. Kabbalah Shabbos. And then Mamim Madlikin. Yeah. Just before Arvis. After Lechodoidi, Sfadim as well, they say Mamim Madlikin. Yeah. Very good. As Brutan Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, very good. Thank you so much. That's according to the minhag of Mekaminig Asfadim Ve'edo Yisam Mizrach. Thank you so much. Siv Beis. We have to say Beis. Yesh She'enoim Roiseb Yom Tev Shechal Yoyis Be'erev Shabbos. If Yom Tev falls on Friday, we don't say B'madliken. That's generally the minhag, Rabbi Yisai, isn't it? Yom Tev on Friday, leading to Shabbos. Yeah, I think the minhag is not to say. V'yesh einoim roiseh b'shabbos el chanukah. Ah, here it is. It's not poskim, it's not contemporary poskim, Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh einoim roiseh b'shabbos chanukah, that's what you mentioned. But the minhag is, I think, on Shabbos chanukah that we do say. V'ein noigim ken b'chanukah, that's what the Rambam says. V'shabbos el chalamoed einoim roiseh, on Shabbos chalamoed, the minhag is also not to say b'madlikim. V'chem b'yom tov shechal yoyis b'shabbos einoim roiseh, when yom tov falls on Shabbos, the minhag is also not to say. That's the name of the Ma'aril.
What's the reason for that? Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Gimel says Shechalius Berev Shabbos Lefishen Yochel Loi Ma'isartem. We don't take Ma'isa on Yom Tov. Lefishen Ma'isa B'Yom Tov. V'chein B'Yom Tov Shechalius B'Shabbos Shemshel Loi Plug. And then on Yom Tov, which falls on Shabbos because of Loi Plug as well, we're not going to say it. Yeah. Chanukah, Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot and Hey, we also don't say it. Yeah, I think that's the case. Yeah, it's not a genuine loy pluka like the fan chazal, indeed. Yeah, it's more a term. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says, because we mentioned mipnei shenizka b'im psul shemanim shem asurim b'shabbos v'loy b'chanukah. There is some oils which are also on Shabbos and are permitted on Chanukah. And therefore will be rather confusing. Why do we say it? Because I suppose it's not so confusing. People will be able to differentiate between Shabbos and Chanukah, and therefore it does make sense to still say it. It's not. Yeah, we're mostly game with Chanukah. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if that's. I don't think that's mamish the minig. I think the minig is yes to say. I think so. No, Rabbi Sai, what do you think on Shabbos Chanukah? Have you ever been in a shul that doesn't say? Yeah, I hear. Maybe that's Jerry, I hear. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, if you look in the Siddur, Reb Gideon, if you look in the Siddurim, it would say, I'm saying that, I think if it's pretty true to say that there's a bit of a, I think it would say that you don't say. Sefer Reish Ein Aleph Dine Kiddush Ala Yain, Halachas of Kiddush Wine. K'shov Olei Beis, when a person gets home, Yemayer Leichel Miad. Person should hurry to eat. K'shov Olei Beis, Yemayer Leichel Miad. I remember eating, I have a few particular places I remember, I'm pretty sure that by Rabbi Levi Zichron Livocha. And I also remember seeing it, I think, by Rav Nosson Tzvi, the Miro Shiva, but I'm not 100% sure anymore. But certainly by some Litvish Rabbonim, Tamid Chomim, Gdolim, I remember seeing that they go home. I remember clearly Rabbi Levi was like that. He got home, and then he would say good Shabbos, and then straight away he would make Kiddush. And then Kiddush, and then Hamotzi, and then after the first course, he would say Shalom Aleichem. Whilst we all appreciate when you're hungry and you are, we can all understand where it comes from. But he said, so that's why I seem to remember. I remember from a few places, but obviously the reason behind it is k'shovale beisa yimalech on miad. You should eat straight away. Pardon? Why kiyashma? You don't always know. Well, you should say shema beforehand. Yeah. See, are you asking if it did say or didn't say? What are you asking? You should say. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not always much relevant, but yeah. So, pardon? Yes, I don't think he had that minig. Yeah. But it does tell us that one should try to eat quite quickly. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Aleph Yemayer Leichol, Ainu LeKadesh, we should make Kiddush straight away. So it doesn't mean eating, to get home, say good Shabbos and go straight to the table. Rather, it means to make Kiddush, obviously. Kiddush Yizkor Shabbos Be'ez Tchilas K'nisosoy. What's the reason why do we have to hurry up? Because you should be Mekadesh the Shabbos as early as possible. What's the kash on that? We've said already in Shemona Esther, we've been Mekadesh Shabbos already. So, maybe that, or also Kiddush Yizkor Shabbos B'Tchilas K'nisos. There is an additional element by Kiddush on the wine. There's an extra element to it, and maybe that also should be as early as possible. So never mind the wife and children. Even if you're on your own, and there's an extra of the Kiddush Al Yain. That Kiddush Al Yain should also be taking place as early as possible.
Kiddush
We'll get to that. That's it, base. We'll get to that. So Yimal Echol Hainu LeKadosh Kadesh Yizkoy Shabbos Beis Chtilas Knisosu, which you mentioned Shabbos as earlier Shabbos comes in. The Kol Kamo De Makdim On Le Tvei Odif. The earlier you mention the Kiddush, the better it is. So when we talk about you should eat as early as possible, it doesn't really mean the consuming of the food. That can wait. It's more about the Kiddush. Make Kiddush as early as possible. Who make even she Kiddush? But since you make Kiddush, you must eat ASAP. As he's brought in Siv Resha and Gimel. Siv Gimel. What happens if you're not hungry? What happens if you're just not hungry? You ate that little bit too much. You gnashed too much on Friday afternoons. If it happened to you, Chaim, you just ate that little bit of, you know, the cake was around already and the biscuits and, you know, it was when nobody was looking. You just. So, and you're not hungry. So, if you're not hungry, you could wait. You can wait. If you're not hungry, you can wait. Because it wasn't Kiddush which took place already. As we're going to learn later, that some element, or the Reis element, has been already fulfilled. But if your Rebbetzin is hungry, she hasn't eaten all day, and he say, what? It is Kiddush. You said Kiddush.
You
really need Kiddush. Really, it's Kiddush. But you can't make Kiddush and after stop. So you can't make Kiddush and after make a break. After Kiddush, you must eat straight away. So really, Yemaya means you should hurry up to make Kiddush. But you can't make Kiddush and after stop, soccer. After Kiddush, you must eat. And he says, what happens if you are full, but your Rebbetzin is hungry? You say, Mishnah Berurah says, I can wait. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm a Mishnah Berurah Yid. Mishnah Berurah says, I can wait. Wife, you're hungry, it doesn't really make a difference. Mishnah Berurah says, I can wait. And also, children are hungry, it doesn't really matter. You can be hungry. Mishnah Berurah says, I can wait. So on that, Mishnah Berurah reminds us how to be a mensch. It is a Shalom Bais element. If there's waiters in the house, helpers in the house, there's guests and visitors, don't delay. Especially if you've got a poor person who may not have eaten all day. Do not delay. Go for it straight away. They give them mutalin alav, since they're waiting for him, depending on it, they're relying on him. You cannot push them off. Because for you, it's a mitzvah namufcha. It's better to eat when you're hungry. So you're going to be ganz fum. You're going to be all very, very fum. And you're going to wait until you're hungry. And whilst the others are starving away on the side. Yeah. What's the heter? Because really, you should make Kiddush and eat. There's a heter in eating. Yeah. You should eat. Yeah, it's not. If you're eating a la soiva, you're eating a la on a level you don't have appetite at all. That's not as ideal as if you're hungry and have good appetite.
It's not Kiddush, not the drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I don't really mean the a la soiva. Just generally, if you have good appetite, it's more of a hiddur. Yeah, I don't know what it means by saying it's a mitzvah min amufcha. Yeah, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that if you're hungry, it's a more of a kium of the mitzvah if you're hungry. Yeah, I don't know if it's mamash a mitzvah min amufcha. The term mitzvah min amufcha seems a strong term. It's more mahudra if you're eating, if you're making kiddush and you're eating with an appetite. And then he says, but nevertheless, if there's people waiting for you, then don't do it on their cheshbon. You know, if you're not so hungry, it doesn't matter. You eat, go for it, and don't let people wait. This is one of the places, again, that we see the beautiful midrash of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Yeah, okay, Rabbi Yisai, Siv Beis, we'll be learning tomorrow, by Ezra Hashem, and also Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Beis. So we learned that a person should, with regards to the Kiddush in Shul, one should stand. That's a great scholar against tiredness. We learned also that it's a great schus to pay and donate towards the yain in shul. We also learned that one should say by madlikim. We heard that ideally one should say it before Shabbos comes in. We learned also that it's not always recited. When it's not relevant, then we don't say it, such as in Shabbos Shcholis, Be'erev Shabbos, Shabbos Shel Chanukah, some say. and Shabbos Chol HaMoed is also not said. Then we learned that Kiddush is to be said when straight away. You should eat straight away. And the reason why you should eat straight away is because one should say Kiddush as early as possible when Shabbos comes in. If you're not hungry, you should wait. But if there's people waiting on the side, you don't do it on the Cheshbon. You should make Kiddush as soon as you can.